Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back. I'm excited about having Deborah Fine back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She is fine, by the way. Deborah is a nationally recognized high-energy keynote speaker and trainer, I might add. She's the author of Small Talk, The Fine Art of Small Talk, and her name is Deborah Fine. Deborah, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be on this holiday week.
It's good to have you back. Yeah.
Yes,
it doesn't
you.
Get any better than this, does it, Deborah?
It's really a great week, isn't it?
You're all a Twitter about being back on the show, aren't you?
I'm feeling so fine today about being on this show. It's like a holiday package all dressed up just for me.
I know. And now your voice is... You sound fine, but I know, maybe some of the audience doesn't know,
right.
I know that this is a little bit of a different timbre to your voice than normal.
I think this is really what they call laryngitis, because I don't feel ill or in any way badly. It's just my voice. Maybe it's just had it, you know.
I don't think it's laryngitis. I think it's just changed a little bit. You got a little bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
Deborah, let me ask you a question.
What?
Did you get caught out in the rain, or have you been using your communication skills too much?
Using my communication skills. And that's an old wives' tale, Jim, about getting caught out in the rain.
Now, that's not true. It's happened to me.
It has?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, because, you know, I grew up the daughter of a pediatrician, and if I had ever said, Dad, well, you know, yesterday you made me stay outside in the snow because I grew up in Buffalo, Jim, or whatever. This is what my father, he would just scoff at me.
No, I didn't say get caught in the snow. I said get caught in the rain.
Oh, I see. That's
two different kinds of precipitation there.
Well, I just want you to know that I just feel really great. And speaking of voices, Jim, and I would just ask all the women in the listening audience, to see if they can identify with me right now. Your voice, that southern little drawl of yours, that's the finest voice any woman could ever hear.
It's oh, just, I don't have a
like
southern
maple
drawl.
Syrup. Oh, no, you don't.
No,
it's
I'm from
syrup. I'm
from Kankakee, Hampshire.
Oh, really? Well, I'm a blonde and I'm beautiful, so I decided to change my hair to brown and look as unattractive as possible, Jim. You're just going to have to take my word for that.
the master of the fine art of communication, ladies and gentlemen, Deborah Fine. Deborah, what's the thing that we need to know the most? What's most important to get us ready for 2007 in the area of communication?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. We watch, they're running for president already, as you may have heard. And one of the parties is on a listening tour, okay? This is really annoying me, Jim. It doesn't matter which party it is.
Right, nobody listens.
Exactly. And so how about us small business owners, people that interact with small business, how about we show them what listening really is? How about we really listen? Like, as we got a chance to connect for a few minutes before you brought me up on air, just to listen to you is a real joy in my life. It really is, Jim. And, you know, and you're right. Sometimes women talk a lot more than men.
Now, did I say that?
You said the statistics prove, Deborah. I believe. Remember, I used to be an engineer, Jim, just because I'm a woman. But the point is that all of us could benefit from listening more, don't you think, to learn what our customers, our clients are really looking for, to be a better resource, if possible, and enhance what we have to offer to our clients, our customers, our patients, whomever, our guests, whomever it may be. I think I would say that listening, sometimes we're just so focused on communicating when it comes to talking. You know, what's a good icebreaker, Deborah? Or give me a good exit line. Well, those are important, but I think let's make listening a sincere listening, not schmoozing listening where a politician says, I'm listening to you, you know, your needs out there. Well, we all have politicians and wherever we may live, and nobody feels listened to by either party, by anybody. So how about we show them how it's done? What do you think? We'll show the kids how to listen, et cetera.
Well, I think that learning how, and I really want to put emphasis on what I just said. I didn't say listen. I said right. Learning how to really listen to our customers could be the greatest example of low-hanging fruit to take us to success.
It could be.
And here's why, Deborah.
Why?
Everything that's in our heads, we already know.
We
already know all of that. That's already benefited us as much as it can. The
right.
only way to benefit more is to get things out of other people's heads.
Right.
And that's where the gold is. We've got to mine the gold in our customers' heads, and the only way to do that is to shut our mouths.
Well, and
I'm going to have to ask you to do that for just a couple of minutes. We have to take a break, folks. I have to get out of here just for a little bit. We've got to do a little business. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, having a great visit with our good friend Deborah Fine. She's the author of the Fine Art of Small Talk. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Deborah Fine, the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah, give us your website, please.
Thank you for asking, Jim. It's deborahfine.com. That's DEBRAFINE, deborahfine.com. Easy enough.
Deborah, I have a little technique that I worked out for myself a few years ago. I say a few years ago. Actually, I probably should say a few decades ago. When you've lived as long as I have, you can actually start saying
wow.
a few decades. But to learn how to listen, you gave us a great point earlier about listening being the most important part of communication, which is when you don't say anything. And that is this. I found myself with so much information and so, you know, full of myself, wanting to sell and do a good job, et cetera, that, you know, and the companies I worked for had trained me to be armed with all these lethal sales weapons. You know, I was good.
Right.
And so I just couldn't wait to get it out there and regale my customers with all my expertise.
Right.
And I noticed that it wasn't working for me.
Oh, really?
You know, it wasn't working for me as well as it should have worked. And so finally I figured out, okay, how do I do a better job of listening? And because whenever they would say something, my mind would go a thousand miles an hour, and I'd be thinking, you know, of how I was going to answer it, and I'd be ready to go before they quit talking. I was ready to talk, you know. And so I decided that what I would do is I would wait 3 seconds.
Huh.
Whenever I would sit there and listen to them, and this is, of course, this only really works well in a face-to-face. It doesn't work too good over the phone, but I would listen to them, and in my head, instead of thinking about what I was going to say next, I would be thinking, okay, whatever they're saying to me, I'm listening, but I'm also in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, wait 3 seconds. Whenever you think they're through, wait 3 seconds till you say something. And that does two things. Number one, you absolutely positively will not interrupt them.
Right.
And number two, 3 seconds is plenty of time to form your answer.
That's good.
And that works.
Know, right. And look what I did. You know, it's interesting because mm-hmm. I think on the phone, I think that rule is a good one, the 3 seconds, whether it be on the phone or in person. But I think what's really important is what you said in the beginning is that, and most small business owners, if not all, will identify with what you're saying. When we're listening, because we're task-oriented, because we're problem solvers,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is that we do, whether you're selling something as you described or whether you're in insurance and you're providing the service, we tend to second-guess what someone is about to say, or we've definitely heard it all before. And here I'm sitting here listening to you today, and I actually – it takes a lot. Sometimes I feel like I have to cover my mouth with my hands so I won't talk because...
Duct tape works good too, Deborah. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's a very useful tool. But I think it's really important to try to just mentally stay on track of what someone is saying and really hear what they have to say before you jump in with the answer, because otherwise you're going to miss the most important point from your customer, and they're going to find someone who will listen to them, right?
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, and what happens is they'll start out talking about something, and you'll immediately form an opinion and maybe a big solution when what they were talking about at the beginning was just the preamble to what their real problem was.
That's right.
It was a setup to what their real problem was, and you completely missed that.
That's right. And, you know, even in my book, I call that the advisor, somebody who we jump in to solve your problem before we've heard what your whole problem is. So I solve what I think is the problem, but since they don't hear the whole picture and someone else is willing to listen to the whole picture, they're the ones that are going to get your business. That's who's going to get your listing or your piece of investment or whatever it may be, because they let you paint the whole picture. Now, that's not to say that you have the time or even the interest in someone who just babbles, right? On and on and on. And there's ways to wrap that up so that, because we're not forced to listen to people repeat themselves or to go on and not provide us with other information. But there's certain tips we can use to get them to wrap up. Things like...
Give us an example.
Well, Jim, so what I hear you saying, let's pretend, what I hear you saying is that you and your family are looking for something that you can count on for the next 30 years as an investment. You're concerned about what the fees are. Is there anything else, Jim, that I need to know right now before I propose what, you know, we have to offer you? Is there anything else that really concerns you or that you're looking for in an investment vehicle? And you'll say, well, yes, Deborah, there's one other thing that's really about, and then I'm going to get that out of you. So I'm going to paraphrase what you said, and then I'm going to ask you, is there anything else?
Well, see, the other thing is sometimes a customer isn't so much babbling as they are running two or three things together without stopping. And as you say, you just say, and what I might say is, pardon me for interrupting, but let me see if I understand what you just said.
That's a good one.
And that way you mark that part of the conversation, don't you?
You not only mark it, but because of what you said, Jim, you said, let me make sure I understand. What you're also doing, I think, is you're trying to clarify what your customer just said.
Right.
Because what if your customer is a woman, Jim?
Oh my goodness. Oh.
And, you know, men and women, as shocked as you may be to discover this, Jim, after just your short years in being a business expert, is that we can say the exact same words and mean two entirely different things.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Thank
this
you.
Is news to you, Jim?
Yeah, which I'm going to have you repeat that when we come back after the break, because I'm going to need this as ammunition.
Oh, Jim.
But, no, you know, I do think, though, if guys would apply this little lesson, and it's painful to do it, to our wives, probably, you know, marriages would be a lot happier. Tim Till,
maybe.
I'll be right back with our good friend Deborah Fine. She's the author of Small Talk, The Fine Art of Small Talk. Tim Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Deborah Fine. Deborah is the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah, give us that website again, please.
Thanks for asking, Jim. It's www.deborahfine.com. That's DeborahFine.
Yeah, not it's Deborah without the O, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And Deborah, the book's available wherever books are sold and at your website, right?
Yes. And I mean, if they can remember The Fine Art of Small Talk, that's my website, too.
Okay, .com. So, and what about if someone wanted to do business with you, what would that look like?
Well, I'm predominantly train or speak to technically oriented people. So because I used to be an engineer, so I teach conversational skills, whether it be to Cisco Systems is a big client, Lockheed Martin, all over the country. But I'm often used in that sort of 45-minute setting as well as a keynote. I know I may not sound very entertaining, especially with this voice, but I have a content-rich, entertaining keynote that
I
use more often.
You sound plenty entertaining. Stop that.
Well, my husband's hoping that I'll stop talking for a while and rest my voice.
He can forget that.
Yeah, he sure can, boy. This is a good time for me to keep talking to my husband because I don't get to go on stage too much at this time of year. See, everybody's shutting down.
See, real laryngitis is when nobody can hear you, and you don't have that for
right.
sure.
No, I had it once as a professional speaker, and it was about the scariest thing that ever happened to me with work.
Because
that'll
imagine.
Shut me down, you know. Did that ever happen to you?
I did have it a couple of days in the last 9 years on the radio, and I just did the show. You know, I mean, I just ask my audience's forgiveness, which they do really every day.
Right.
Deborah, we were talking about something a minute ago.
You men said and women.
Yeah, about men and women.
Right.
You know, my wife will say something to me sometimes, and I really will listen, and I really will truly know what she's asking me.
Right.
And I'm ready to give her the answer.
Right.
But she's not through telling me her question. I mean, now let's just for a minute, let's assume that I really do know what she wants. And I've got the solution.
Okay.
But she doesn't like it when I start giving her the solution, when she has 35 more words to say.
So you've interrupted.
How do I deal with that?
Well, maybe you could use your 3-second rule, Jim, with your wife. As well as you do in your business. Isn't that interesting what you just
no,
described?
No, I mean, I can do that. I can do that. But, I mean, we're wasting time here.
Well, I know, and that's what's going on. You know, most of us interrupt people, men and women. It's the reason I interrupt my husband, Jim.
She never interrupts me.
Oh, she doesn't?
It's disgusting.
Okay, the
it's
reason is that those of us that interrupt, and I do interrupt my husband. Do you know why? Okay,
what?
I'll tell you why. Because he's wrong, Jim. Do you understand? Okay, that's why
What is it they say? If a man opens his mouth and says something when there's no women around, is he still wrong?
Yeah, right. That's adorable. But it's true. Most of us interrupt men or women because they're wrong. Or we know where they're headed. And, you know, I have to learn to be quiet and listen to him, even if he talks too slow for me, even if I know what he's going to say. And then, of course, you know, because I would like to keep my marriage together, when he's done, then I tell him how wrong he is. But at least I try to not interrupt him. He might take that lesson.
You give him plenty of time to be wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, even he can tell me why the Broncos are going to make it into the playoffs, you know,
right.
And I'm ready to interrupt him and say, oh, come on, you know. But I have
get
to
real.
Learn. Yeah, right. Jim, let's be careful. I was just making that up. Okay, that was just an example. I didn't mean it. I'm a Bronco fan. Let's be careful. Anyways, that you know, we have to be careful not to interrupt, unless, like you said, to clarify. That's a good,
right.
You know. So what you're saying, honey, is that you really would like that for, you know, a holiday gift?
Or that's
you would
like homework, that though, Deborah. Yeah, that's too much like homework.
Well,
but you know, okay. I do have to interrupt my guests sometimes. For two reasons. Number one,
right.
because I'm the one with the clock. I know how much time we
have. I know. Exactly.
And the other thing is sometimes my guests say things, and this is something I think we could use with our customers. Sometimes my guests say things that are really important, but they don't realize that it is, and they go right by it. And I stop it. Wait a minute. Whoa, slow down. Say that again. And I actually make them repeat something that was really, really good. So maybe that's what I should do with my wife. Wait a minute. That was genius. Say that again.
You know, if I were you, Jim, I wouldn't change one thing about you with your wife. How long have you been married, Jim?
You mean I'm like perfect? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't want you to take that home.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm writing this down, Deborah. Jim. Deborah says Jim is perfect.
I don't want to be on your wife's bad side.
Hey, Deborah, I got to go. No, it's
okay,
too late. Hey, thanks, Deborah. Good job
bye,
today.
Jim. Happy holidays.
You too.
Your
see you next time.
Too. Thank you.
Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out her book, Small Talk. It's a good one, and it will help you, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting Game. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.